This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I can almost feel the fireworks.
Feel the fireworks?
Yeah, you get really close, you can feel them, the concussion.
Yeah, that right? Sounds like that might hurt. Yeah.
Well, last year I was really close to them, probably too close. But hey, welcome everybody. Robert Scott Bell Show, Independence Day Week is happening here. We got a great show set up for you as we head into the holidays. You may be already on holiday, but man, oh man, enjoy it. And of course, please learn the reason we're celebrating this week. It isn't just about fireworks or barbecues and picnics and cookouts, which I already had, by the way. I don't mess around. I don't wait for the day. I start cooking out early. But we got questions of the day. We got Forrest Moretti's back, right? My incredible opinion. And he's come up with a brilliant idea in compensation for the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Court. We're going to pay him back. All you people who are afraid of us people who do not vaccinate or vaccinate differently than you. That's coming up. Also, Dr. Rashid Bitar, special holiday edition with him as we do advanced medicine. We'll talk about standing up for your rights. You have to be defiant and you have to be willing for sustained combat. I'm telling you, it's not pretty, but in order to be free, you can't just say, oh, it's written in the Constitution. Oh, it's written in the Declaration of Independence. We're going to get to that. And tomorrow, folks, I know I'm already excited for tomorrow. Michael Badnarik, bad to the bone. He's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. How cool will that be, Super D?
It's a tradition, and we love it, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Year after year after year, as long as Michael and I are here breathing, we are doing the Independence Day Spectacular together on the Robert Scott Bell Show ever since he was running for president and got nominated, shockingly nominated to run as the Libertarian candidate in 2004. So you'll hear more from Michael tomorrow. And I'm already, like I said, I'm already telegraphing where we're going, but I can't help myself. It's just a fun week for us here, those who love liberty.
Well, as long as you're telegraphing, why don't we telegraph a little bit on where are you going to be coming up here? You're going to be back. I know you've been kind of slacking here for a little bit as far as traveling goes, right?
It's been nice, yes.
You're going to be where are you going to be coming up? People can come see you.
Moving on up. All right. Look, this what's the date? I don't even know. We're still in July. But
what do you mean? Now, hold on a second. What's the date?
Yes. Right.
You don't know what the date is.
If it were the 4th, I'd know it. But I know we're not at the 4th yet. We're just close.
Yes, it is. It is July 3rd.
Okay, thank you. All right, in a couple of weeks, Paul Bertero, my good buddy from Echo Water, and I are going to be in Minnesota. We're going to be in the Minneapolis area because there's a naturopathic conference. For those of you who haven't plugged into this, Trinity School of Natural Health has got a great naturopathic program. We featured some of their naturopaths, including Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath extraordinaire. And there are great people doing great work coming through Trinity School of Natural Health. So I want y'all to know about trinityschool.org for one. And hopefully I can see some of my friends up there and family in Minneapolis, St. Paul area coming up later. But after that, we move on up north to, Yes, Cancer Prevention Convention. And that's Sunday, August the 27th. And that's an all-day affair. And Ty Bollinger and family will be there. I'll be there. Doc Newsom will be there. Doc of Detox will be there. and more. And it's going to be really exciting to get together again and do the Cancer Prevention Convention in Detroit, Michigan. Prior to that, I apologize, I skipped over July 23rd. I'm going to be going up to Columbus, Ohio, and we're going to be broadcasting live from the Natural Products Association MAHO show, the Midwest show in Columbus, with CV Sciences, Stuart Tomp, and Plus CBD Oil. So I can't wait to see all my favorite retailers, health food stores in the Midwest region or wherever you're coming from. I'll be there broadcasting live from the show floor. So that's going to be cool. Then the big one. It doesn't get much bigger than this. It's the Food as Medicine Curacao event. September 17th through the 23rd with Dr. Sunil Pai and others. All-inclusive healing resort, organic cuisine all week long. RB0700, save $300. That deal has been extended until July the 14th. You have 2 weeks now to sign up and save $300. No obligation. You can still cancel by August 10th. Just to give you a heads up, I'd rather have you sign up now so you can guarantee the $300 savings, because it'll go down to $200 savings after that. So take advantage of that. Then the Truth About Cancer Live. That's the only thing that can top anything, the Truth About Cancer Live. It's October 5th through 7th in Orlando, Florida. Sign up now. Tickets are going fast. And the RARE Convention, My Beautiful Brain 2017, Schizencephaly. And this is October 20th through 21st in October in Orlando, Florida as well. And one other, the International Iridology Conference that same weekend. So I'll be at both of those. So, Super Don, I'm already tired and I haven't started traveling.
There you go. Yeah, I need to take a breath, right?
Yeah. But I really wanted to get you guys going out there and preparing for this. I know you're on holiday, but I want you to think about these other trips. Maybe it's near you. Maybe you want to travel to some of these events, especially Curacao. Take advantage of the opportunity to do so. These are sometimes once-in-a-lifetime scenarios, and they are life-changing, and they will bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs. So I think I did it. Other than to remind you, if you need some CBD, go to pluscbdoil.com and take advantage of the discount RSB15. That's the code to get you 15% off. Chill out. If you're a little nervous when you hear the fireworks go off, get some CBD at the ready.
There you go.
Speaking of ready, Forrest Moretti is almost ready.
Forrest ready? Forrest is ready.
Yes. Forrest Moretti is almost
in
ready.
In the green room, in the Robert Scott Bell Show green room, waiting for his segment.
But for now, we should answer something, because I think somebody wants to know something.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. Holiday question of the day come in. And who's writing this one in, Super D? Ooh, I can't even see this.
Lori.
Lori? Oh, Lori. Yeah, sometimes she writes. And I think it's the Lori we know. She says, hello, Robert. I have two questions. I guess I'll give you two because it's a holiday. I'm in a good mood, and we'll let you have it. All right? I have two questions. First, I needed immediate help with an acute onset diarrhea, stomach cramps. I had it for 4 days when I took one Imodium, but didn't feel good about the OTC product. So I went to my health food store, and he suggested activated charcoal. Well, it did work, but not by stopping everything. What are your thoughts on activated charcoal? All right, well, activated charcoal is interesting because it can neutralize a lot of gas, right? If you're producing a lot of gas, it seems to absorb it, so it's less painful. Because I don't know if you've ever had not just an occasional toot, but if you've had really bad gas pains, I mean, it can be like knives through your abdomen, and that's not fun at all. And, I remember back when I had GI distress just as an everyday occurrence. My gosh, I would be in pain. It's like a gas bubble could do that. So the option for activated charcoal is a good one. It is safe. It is not toxic. It won't hurt you, as opposed to Imodium, which chemically alters your function and stops things and dries it out in a perhaps dangerous way. I understand if you have dysentery, it's one thing to use something like that, where you're going to die of dehydration because you're losing so much fluid through the bowels. But if you have a temporary onset of diarrhea, it's not pleasant, but the body knows what it's doing, Super Don. It really does.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about the activated charcoal thing, and I mean, some people just swear by it, but I've never actually used it or had any experience with it.
Well, if you didn't need it, that's okay. The thing is, if you need a lot of it all of the time, there are other things that need correcting. Beyond just this acute temporary diarrhea that Lori's describing. She says, I seem to have lost a lot of fluid, but my puffy under eyes, under eyes, is that like under ruse? You wear under eyes?
Under eyes,
are
yeah.
Actually looking better after this bout. That's interesting. This is not to be unexpected, because if you're having a challenge like this and your bowels are just dumping loosely, it tells me that there's a lot of liver activity. The liver's congested. It's trying fast to dump things out through the colon and get it out of the body. So when you see those puffy under eyes or dark circles under the eyes, you can often intimate pretty accurately that there is liver congestion happening. Lori says, secondly, I'm confused about prebiotics versus probiotics versus enzymes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Do we really need three additional supplements in addition to the vitamins and minerals we need every day, not to mention essential fatty acids? I need to pare things down, but don't know which ones are an absolute requirement. Please clarify this. Okay, well, Lori, at the first sign or first starting point of your recovery, you may in fact need all of those things because it's about what you need when you need it. And it's true that when you, let's say, have functioning bowels, a functioning liver, your stomach is operating properly and proficiently, you don't necessarily need externally introduced prebiotics, probiotics, and enzymes, right? Because you're doing everything right and your body is showing you and telling you by its very function. You could say lack of these diarrhea symptoms, these gas symptoms, etc. However, if you have ongoing explosive diarrhea or gas or something like that, yeah, looking to re-up the microbiome, it might require all of these things. And enzymes, of course, if you're eating only cooked dead food, you're not going to replenish enzyme activity from that. A lot of the food that when you eat it raw or only slightly cooked or it's not killed, there may be some living enzymes still in there to help you in the process of digestion and function. But you can externally add enzymes into the diet via supplementation as needed when needed, but ultimately we'd like to see you function internally so that you don't have to add extra because you're choosing the right foods, you're not eating all cooked dead foods, etc., and then you can reduce or eliminate that. Now, the issue of probiotics and prebiotics, prebiotics are the food for the probiotics, and certain things have that along with it, right? When you do sauerkraut, make your own sauerkraut, or if you take Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, it has its own food, prebiotics and probiotics all combined, so that when it gets down there, it doesn't starve, especially if you're trying to replenish from a time where it wasn't doing so well. So ultimately, once you're doing well, that's when you can start paring down and go back to the basics like we talk about here, the selenium, the chromium, the silica, and our other trace elements, B complexes, things like that, that are very important to supplement with. But great questions, Lori, and I appreciate you asking. She's got a PS, so she says, thanks as always. I'm not sure why my eyes look better now, but I'm almost thinking that my body needed to expel toxins and I shouldn't have even tried to stop the four-day siege. Look at that. How bright is Lori? I'm not saying you didn't have to stop it or temper it, but you're right that the body was detoxifying, and after the fact, your eyes look better because it succeeded. So with that, let's bring on Forrest Moretti at the ready.
All
right,
let's do it.
Go to robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Captain Morgan. You check it out and tell your friends. The place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and independence. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We are definitely in Independence Day week mode here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Health, freedom, healing, liberty, always on tap, but we ramp it up even higher when it comes to the Independence Day spectaculars that we've got coming your way. Now, we have a guy that's really established himself through his YouTube channel, doing a lot of great work for those of you who can see through the lies and the obfuscations and the fear-mongering of the pro-vaccine religion. But never to be, totally mean-spirited, right? We want to help those people that are afraid of us, right? Afraid of the people who are hesitant to vaccinate on the CDC schedule. Afraid of the people who have altogether said, you know what? My kids are not getting vaccinated. You can go stuff it, right? That's what I say. This is me, all right? You hear Robert Scott Bell? That's me. The guy we're getting on right now to talk about it is Forrest Moretti. Forrest, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, well, thanks, Robert. It's great to be back. I can't believe you had the nerve to ask me back. I'm sure I blew your last numbers out of the water.
Oh, man, you're awesome, and we love you, and what you're doing is great. And this the latest YouTube that you have, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, it really does set the stage for the growth of big government, because we know how much we love government intervention, and we want to protect those people who are afraid of us. So I hear tell that there may be a new vaccine non-injury or non-vaccine injury compensation court established. Give me a sense of what this is.
Well, I suppose I have to just go ahead and footnote this and say this is parody. I don't want someone to hear the first 5 minutes of this and then run away.
Oh, I thought it was for real. Oh, come on, man. You blew it. No, it's great. Listen, it really is a brilliant perspective, because we've talked about the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, how if you're injured, your child is injured, you can't sue the vaccine manufacturer. You got to go through a special unconstitutional kangaroo vaccine court and petition them to help, you know, make you whole again, which you can never be made whole again. So you thought of, hey, what if we help those that are afraid of us?
Yeah, the court as it stands now is a bit of a farce. You know, you have to be independently wealthy or be really well connected to an attorney to have a good chance at winning any settlement. And of course, these are parents who've been through a nightmare scenario that are even faced with the prospect of going to this court. And I just get tired of all this self-righteous virtue signaling that goes on about, you know, people endangering others by not vaccinating. So I thought, to ease their mind, why don't we as a community get together and every time we refuse a vaccine, let's throw 75 cents into the, you know, into the pool.
Just like the taxpayers do already.
Exactly.
For every vaccine. Yeah.
So we're not paying that 75 cents, but we're U.S. citizens. We'll do our civic duty. We'll pay money into the fund.
Okay.
And that way, if something happens to you or a loved one and you are convinced that it happened because someone did not get vaccinated, then you can bring it to the court. We'll hear you out, and if you know, you can prove a sequence of events beyond a shadow of a doubt, then we'll happily, you know, pay you for it.
Yeah, let us know about that fair and balanced perspective that the court has, that you're just going to basically mimic what exists today. What do they have to show?
Yeah, you know, I'm not an expert on the vaccine court. I've read a good bit about it. There's loads of people that know more than I do, but it frankly is amazing that anyone wins. Given the burden of evidence that has to be presented, given the lack of safety science around a lot of these vaccine interactions, around a lot of these conditions, it's incredible to me that anyone walks away out of that court with anything, yet it happens. I thought, given the difficulty with which you can prove that your child was harmed by vaccines, it would only be fair if we in this community anointed the judges that will oversee your case and decide whether, in fact, someone by skipping a vaccine did harm you or a loved one. Now, it's going to be difficult to prove that, but it's also difficult in vaccine court. So, I don't know. It was basically an idea that anytime you juxtapose farce against reality, the ridiculousness of the way things work becomes a little more apparent. And the reason I did that episode was to make it.
I think it was great. Listen, this is fun. This is what you do, and you do very well. We're going to talk about, again, the backstory, because it's been a while since you've been on, why you do what you do. And we'll talk about some of the other media attempts to make.
Robert Scott Belson.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
There have been many people around the world and in the United States have been impacted negatively by vaccines through vaccine injury. Their children or themselves have been harmed. And we spotlight as many as we can over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Forrest Moretti has taken it to a very interesting place, a very powerful place, utilizing parody. Perhaps a little sarcasm, I'm not sure, thrown in for good measure, but it's all there, and I'd like for you to plug into it. And we have it linked up in the show notes. If you go to My Incredible Opinion with Forrest Moretti, and that's on YouTube, or go into robertscottbell.com, you'll see what he's done. 90 episodes so far, is that true?
I believe so. I think I'm coming up on 91. They've slowed down a little bit. I was doing one or two a week. I've got some other projects I'm working on, all soon to be announced. But I'm still headed toward episode 100. I can't believe it.
Yeah, man, you are rocking it, my friend, rocking it. But, of course, the backstory, this is not something that you're going to be, you know, making Jay Leno money doing. So there's got to be a deeper, bigger reason for why you would take the time and effort and energy, because you're putting a lot into this. The production values are excellent. You're really, the writing is crisp. Your delivery is just deadpan, and it just is really, it hits to the heart of the matter in a very unique way.
Well, that's very kind of you. Yeah, like anyone in this movement, I'm a sympathetic human being who was struck by the damage that's being done by this vaccine program. I've experienced it within my family. I've had very close friends who've had children that have been hurt, and I just got to a breaking point where I said, as a human being, I cannot stand idly by and do nothing. So I started writing a book. It was taking too long. So I just said, I'm going to make some videos. So every chapter that I had written, I started recording as a video, and it just sort of went from there. So I've been doing it for, I don't know, a year and a half now.
Nice.
And I'm on episode, I believe, 91.
Have you heard from any of the bad guys that don't like what you're doing?
Yeah, the death threats and the publishing of your home address and that sort of thing. Yeah. Unfortunately, there are definitely those people out there. People get really angry about this issue. They've sort of bought into the hype that human existence is living on a precipice that's only kept from destruction by, you know, a massive vaccination campaign. And they get really afraid of what might happen if you don't play by the rules that the authorities have laid out for them. So I get that. The inculcation is very deep. People don't realize how much fear they live within. But when you start challenging a notion that, hey, we don't have to sacrifice, you know, our kids to the volcano god three times a year, when you realize you don't have to do that, people get angry. They feel like the volcano god is going to wake up and kill people. So I try to be sympathetic to them, because I was, you know, I was similarly misguided at one point in my life. Somehow I woke up and started doing the research and realized what science was actually telling us. But it's difficult. People are very hateful and spiteful. And given the political climate has sort of broken down and a nuance of argument is nearly impossible, you know, vaccines have sort of become the same way. I know you were wanting to talk about the John Oliver piece that he did on HBO.
Yeah, in fact, that was a big, big thing. Of course, we've been covering these things so long on the air, you know, when other pundits and comedians would bring this up, and whether it be the late night host or otherwise, well, obviously we'd call them out on it. In fact, you know, when I called John Stewart out on his rant against Marin County housewives that were wealthy taking advantage of poor people getting vaccines, you know, I likened him, you know, to utilizing Hitlerian techniques. I didn't call him Hitler, but I said, you know, these are Nazi techniques that are being invoked to ostracize groups of people, to gang up on them. Mm-hmm. And then the Jewish press picked it up because my background is Jewish and he's Jewish. And they said, mm-hmm. A Jewish talk show host calls Jewish John Stewart a Nazi. And like it made international news. I'm like, dude, I didn't call him a Nazi. I said the tactics he was using were like that. And they don't seem to be able to comprehend that, you know, in their fear mongering, in their devotion to a cult-like devotion to their religion with vaccines in it, they are really playing up some very scary fascistic, you know, stirring the pudding kind of stuff.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the dialogue, I don't imagine it's going to become more nuanced and more reasonable. I don't know where all this is going to play out, but I can see that it will become more, I don't want to say violent, but it will become more polarizing. You know, it's difficult to have a nuanced argument with someone about vaccines because every vaccine is different. Every disease is different. Every country is different. The vaccine belief system that may work in, you know, sub-Saharan Africa may be a complete joke in America. But people routinely confuse mortality statistics from Africa with what's going on in America, and they routinely confuse vaccine requirements in America for what's going on in sub-Saharan Africa. You know, it's a cost-benefit analysis. I'm a rational human being. I'm not going to sit here and say there's no scenario in which I would ever say vaccines are worth the cost. They may be. There may be a situation in Africa where I say, you know what, it's worth the cost. But the reality is people are not willing to have that that conversation. You're for us or you're against us.
Forrest, you, my friend, are suffering from a cognitive dissonance deficiency disease. You're just not dissonant enough. You're actually utilizing common sense and the wisdom that you've acquired from your from observing, right, and applying those observations appropriately. Of course, as we look at it from a filmmaker perspective, I think back to the Invasion of the Body Snatchers, the Donald Sutherland version. Because that was the one I saw as a child. It was scary, and you know where they opened their mouth and had this high-pitched screaming sound, and they just point mindlessly at the person who isn't vaccinated. And I feel very often that that's what you have, is a mindless droning of a collectivist medical construct that has entrapped and ensnared people in a, again, a cult-like devotion, not one that is utilizing our powers of cognitive capacity and our ability to question authority and authoritarians.
Yeah, I think the attacks on anti-vaxxers or skepti-vaxxers or pro-safe vaccine people, it's only going to grow because there are people like John Oliver, John Stewart, Jimmy Fallon, what's the other Jimmy? Anyway, they want to come up with something they can attack that's not so partisan. You know, so much has been politicized in the world, in the country. And if you talk about something, you know you're alienating half your audience. I think the vaccine debate is something these guys can go to and feel safe that they're appealing to the majority of their audience because, you know, people like you and I are certainly in the minority. So I believe someone like John Oliver, when he decides to do a 25-minute long, you know, Pharma Inc. commercial, I'm really surprised there wasn't an 800 number at the bottom of the screen with that European violin player they always put on PBS during the fundraising. Right. I can't believe you didn't have him on there trying to raise money for Merck and GSK. But anyway, they go to this topic, and they're going to go to it more because it's an easy way to do a non-political topic that they feel like they can, you know,
That is an interesting insight, though, there, Forrest, because I've said for many years that the reason they can attack, for instance, bacteria, species, and viruses because they're not Democrats or Republicans. But the reality is, of course, the capturing of Democrats and Republicans by the industry that profits from that viewpoint is uniquely partisan in that whoever's in power, they control and own pretty much without fail.
That's right.
And go ahead.
Yeah, I think I am amazed in this environment when you can see bias. It's clear-cut bias in news reporting. Whatever side of the political fence you fall on, doesn't matter. There are the journalistic ability to hide bias and report objectively seems to have disappeared. Mm-hmm. There are still people out there who can, but it's difficult. But for some reason, when you get to vaccine science, there are people who believe that vaccine research, vaccine safety studies, vaccine PR pieces, they're all objective. They have no problem with bias. For some reason, people believe that this topic is above reproach and that bias does not play into this. But the reality is, if you have tens and tens of thousands of physicians, nurses, health officials, and government agencies who've spent their entire careers pushing these products onto every boy and girl born in this country, you've got to believe that they have an investment in this program that if they were to believe that this, in fact, may have been the cause for all the chronic illness and neurological disease among kids, you've got to realize there's going to be some bias there. They don't want it to be true. They're only human beings. I'd be the same way. You know, I'm a rational human being. Like I said, I'll admit it. I would have bias. I have bias. I held my kid's leg down when he got his shots. Mm. I was like the guy who had pinned him down to the table.
Wow.
So you can imagine how difficult it was for me to overcome this one tiny little battle of, wow, sure, my son's got some issues and it was partly my fault. When you've got tens and tens and tens of thousands of kids, you know, on your chart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, have a very hard time.
The cognitive dissonance is very real and very deep. And John Oliver's a fine case analysis or case study here, because a couple of years back he did a great piece on pharmaceutical industry and showing the corruption and the fines that were paid for the corruption, et cetera. And then suddenly he does this 25-minute piece on vaccines, and it's like all of that disappears. And if he pays even a moment of lip service to it, it's not real. It's like this, as you said, it's beyond reproach. Suddenly you got to put all your critical thinking skills away and just follow on, raise your sleeve, or drop your drawers.
Yeah, I get the idea this is a response. I get the idea he made this program as a response to something he was feeling personally, that, you know, he took this path. There's a fork in the road. You can vaccinate your kids, you cannot. He chose to. And I get the feeling this program was a way to convince himself that he did the right thing. Now, he didn't write this script, obviously. I mean, the fingerprints of Paul Offit and some other pro-vax professionals are all over the script. So I don't imagine he wrote the script. I imagine he asked for some help from industry professionals. But I get the feeling this is whistling in the graveyard, as they say, for him. Because he feels like maybe I did the wrong thing. I think I did the right thing. If I can do this,
I'll
sponge those demons and convince myself I did the right thing.
Whatever he's doing, he's getting paid well for it, apparently. Listen, we got to take a break. We'll be back to wrap it up. Forrest, you want to stick around? We got some crazy headlines for the holidays coming up.
Sure.
All right, Forrest's going to join us along with Super Don next.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Independence Day tomorrow. We've got, though, some independent minds on the show. Forrest Moretti is here. Super Don joins us again next hour. It's going to be Dr. Rasha Bitar, Advanced Medicine, for the Independence Day Spectacular. A little belligerent defiance and sustained combat is in order. We'll get to that next hour. But for now, Forrest, sticking around. And Super D, what are we going to lighten it up with for the holiday here?
Well, you know, every once in a while, we like to do a segment where we cover some of the crazier headlines that that I've seen over the week in doing show prep. And so we've got kind of an interesting selection today. And these are, for honest to God, these are real headlines that are put out in the news. And so I guess we'll just launch into the first one. You ready?
Are you sure Forrest didn't come up with any of these? Because he's pretty bright here.
I don't think I could top these.
Okay, Super Don, let us have it. What's the first
one? All right, well, starting off, this comes out of Moscow.
Okay.
And here's the headline. Portable toilets chase pedestrians in high winds.
Oh, is there video on that film at 11?
There is actual video, and you can see this. This is right outside of the Red Square, and apparently they were having hurricane-strength winds. Mm-hmm. And the porta-johns that were lined up in the streets there apparently got caught in the wind. You can see pedestrians scrambling out of the way as these portable toilets go sliding down the street.
I'm pretty certain that these, like, were secretly MSNBC super fans, angry that Putin wasn't linked to the hacking that they thought he was.
Yes. Yeah, it's a great video. You got to watch it. And then the next headline, this comes out of Missouri. You ever been to Missouri?
Missouri. St. Louis. Does that count?
St. Louis? Yeah. Yeah. Well, apparently, does that count as Missouri?
Yeah.
I don't know. Check with Forrest. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's the only part of Missouri people have heard of.
Apparently, they've got a problem with some gangs down there because here's the headline. Ferocious emus surround family's car in Missouri.
Oh, my God. Now, Forrest, are you old enough to remember that one comedian guy who walked around with his arm in an emu? He had an emu puppet or Muppet kind of thing. And he'd always end up attacking him. I just, it's the visual. I guess I'm aging myself at this point. I don't remember the guy's name.
I've never been around an emu before, but apparently I guess they can be a little bit aggressive. There was this family who was driving through a safari park in Missouri, and as they're driving along, all of a sudden they got surrounded by this mob of emus that were pecking the car, apparently trying to get food. I guess they can be a little aggressive.
New gang warfare. Find out if they're liberal or conservative just to push the Hegelian dialectic even further.
See, I knew you'd fit Hegelian dialect.
Was I challenging to do that?
Yeah.
Hey, do you see the third one? Can Forrest read this one? Because maybe he has an in on this one.
Yeah, apparently in Sweden, a golfer was chased by a moose.
A golfer chased by a moose in Sweden?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the moose population in Sweden is. I know there are plenty in Canada. I didn't realize moose lived in Sweden. That's actually what I'm more amazed at than the golfer.
Well, again, this is one of those great things where they caught it on video, this golfer being chased across the fairway by a young moose that apparently was seeking a playmate.
Okay.
Is that a euphemism for something else?
You're right.
I hope not.
Is this how Tinder works in Sweden?
Yeah.
Swedish Tinder.
Oh, my God.
Swipe right if it's a moose. Yeah,
run, Forrest, run. No, that was a joke for Forrest because we couldn't pass that up here as a Swedish moose comes after him. All right, so we're on the golf course in Sweden. Also, of course, the Swedish people are not allowed to speak badly of any moose that happened to be mistaking them for another moose. That's another thing you'll have to look into their culture to understand that. Finally, in Florida, thankfully, Florida, as we call it, St. Petersburg, not Russia, but Florida, is covered apparently in mysterious butt graffiti just in time for the holidays.
Only
sounds like modern art.
Oh, I don't know if I like that. What do you think, Super D? Is it smell too, or is it something else that we don't know?
No, apparently there's this guy that's going around town drawing these pictures of butts, but they're unique. They have three butt cheeks. So it is kind of a modern art type thing going on there. And they track this guy down. Apparently he would not confirm nor deny the fact that he was the one that was responsible for it. The identifying part of this here is on these butt graffiti pictures he's doing is a phrase that says, right after it says, never fart. And so they did a search on this hashtag never fart, and they found this Jeremy Trevino and his Instagram that's filled with a bunch of three butt cheek pictures. Okay. So I think he's busted.
He needs extra
triple
silver.
Tush.
Triple tush. He needs extra silver hydrosol for the Silver Aloe Protocol. Hey, Forrest Moretti, thanks for joining us today. Happy Independence Day tomorrow. We're coming back with Dr. Roger Vitar, Advanced Medicine Edition, heading into the holidays. Everybody check out Forrest on YouTube. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. The power to heal and laugh is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.